know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Anthony Mitchell. Just wanted to say that we have some company today, meaning I got a special guest who's going to keep it hot, flavorful. But before I introduce him, I do have to say, whatever platform you were streaming this podcast from, please give us a like, a share, a rate, a subscription. Help us to get this content out to the four corners of the world. But before we do so, we got to hear from our sponsors. So stay tuned. All right, so before we get too far in today's episode, I do have to pause for a second so that we can get a quick advertisement in from some people who support us here at the End Zone Club podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Andre Truitt, representative for Just Gifted Clothing Brand. If you have individual talent of any kind, we are talking to you. Join this clothing brand that has built a community of people that encourages others to use their gifts and talents. Man, we are the fastest growing brand that you haven't heard of yet. To find out what we're really about, just go to justgiftedclothingbrand.com. Let me spell that out for you. JUSGIFTED clothingbrand.com. One more time for you. JUSGIFTED clothingbrand.com. Talent in any way, you're just gifted.
Welcome back. Welcome back. What's going on, my beautiful people? We're back here at the End Zone Club with another live edition of the End Zone Club podcast, where if you're new to our platform, we have conversations wrapped around things we know now, which we wish we knew when we were younger. And as a segue, I always like to bring this up. The main purpose of this podcast is to push us from walking in potential to actually fulfilling our purpose. Now, that's a mouthful within itself. So what does that mean to you? I've never asked my audience, what does that mean when they hear me make that expression every episode? If you want to chime in, if you want to let me know how you feel, why don't you email me at anthonymitchell01@yahoo.com, hotmail.com, or gmail.com. Or you have the capability, if you'll click on the link underneath this title, you'll see that there is a link that says leave a voicemail message. Do so. I don't mind playing your voicemail messages on this platform. I think that's good. That's good interaction between me and my supporters slash listeners. So if you're a first time listener here at the End Zone Club podcast, I would like to welcome you in, because every episode, this platform is growing. We're now at a 79% listening rate here in the States. So that means 21% of our listeners are coming from abroad. I'm excited about that. We got a big followership in Germany. Shout out to my Germany supporters. I love y'all. I appreciate you guys. When I set out to do this platform, it was supposed to just be a limited series ordeal where it was going to just come on for a few episodes, get some content out, mainly content that I had already published through the years and get it out. But as we continue to grow, it's always a blessing just to be able to connect with the ones that we've connected with. Years ago, God gave me a vision as it pertains to the body of Christ. And this was around 2009. And I think I shared this on a prior episode, but I had this dream, which was crazy because I've always been a kid that has had like very lucid dreams. When I mean lucid, I'm not talking about like trippy dreams, but more they're like cinematic, just full scale movies almost at sometimes. And this dream was like that. During that season in my life, before I get into the dream, I do want to preface it by saying that during that particular season, I was probably as close to God as I had ever been, or at least was trying to get closer to God than I've ever been. You know how we go through periods where it seems like sometimes we're really on fire, and then there are times where it feels like we're just existing. That's a profound statement, because some people, when they first, and I'm not going to go too far into this before I get into the dream, but some people that go through those cyclical changes where, because life comes at us different ways, sometimes if you've been around church as long as I have, before you had kids, tell me if this is true, before you had kids, before you got married, you had more energy. I don't want to say it was easier to serve God, because marriage and kids shouldn't take away from your salvation experience. But before you had kids, you had more time to pray. You had less pulling on you when it came time to pray or time to read, time to fast. Your mind was less clouded because you were responsible for less people other than yourself. Would y'all say that's true or not? So that's where I was at this portion of my life. I wasn't married, didn't have any kids. So I had more freedom to just be in the face of God. And during this time, this particular dream, I remember I'm in this big Saharan valley. I mean, it looks like a scene from like a National Geographic lion's plane. You know, when you see in Africa where the lions tend to roar in the or roam in the valleys and the prairies, it was one of those scenarios. And I mean, it's hot. I'm just going to give you a part of the dream. And I remember being able to feel the sun in this dream, and I could hear myself breathing, which was so strange. It was so strange. It's almost like the old video game Halo, when you're getting hit a few times and you can hear him breathing. That's how I was in the dream. And the weirdest thing, I'm like, man, it's hot. It's hot. And I look up, and I'm in a plane full of lions. And I've got like no weapons or nothing. And me and a lioness, or lioness and I, if you're correct in your English, we lock eye to eye, and I'm like, man, I already know, and I'm getting ready to die. But the lioness runs towards me and proceeds to talk. And that threw me for a loop, because I'm like, lions don't talk. But she asked, do you have a message for us? And I'm like, a message? And in that moment, I heard an audible voice that said, the message for you to give to the lions is to live. And that it's time for you to bring forth in a season of barrenness. Y'all, that's crazy. That is crazy. And when I shared that with the lions, that they were getting ready to bring forth life, I didn't know what it meant, but the lioness proceeds to speak to me and told me that, hey, we have been in a season of barrenness, and our packs are beginning to dwindle, and as a result, a lot of the balance of the kingdom has shifted. Now you have the hyenas that have been watching us, and seeing us not replenishing, now they're feeling like they're growing stronger, and it's only a matter of time before they attack. I realized that was a kingdom message, because if you understand the structure of the animal kingdom, we know that the lion is the king of the jungle. Probably of note from that point, from 2009 up until now, I probably understand more what that dream really personifies, because as it pertains to the shifting, even in the perception of the church and the role that the church is supposed to play, we're probably hurt in a lot of areas. I'd like to go into depth on this dream in some other time, because I was connected with some very well-known big-time pastors as a result of this dream that heard the vision. And I even heard one of the pastors that I was connected with preach this vision on TBN. I'm not asking for credit. I'm not asking for glory, but that's one of the realities. And from experiences like that really bring me to the point of what I want to talk about today. For those of you who have listened to this podcast and have listened to a few episodes, I want to know, and this is just me being curious, but from where you're standing, is this a Christian podcast? Is this a sports podcast? Is this a self-help? Is this motivational? Is it inspirational? Do you consider this more of a parenting or a lifestyle or just an entertainment platform? I'm curious for various reasons. One of the reasons is because even though I'm a very imperfect Christian, even though I have a lot of flaws in areas of my life that God is still working on, this reality is we bring positive, Christ-centered content to you often. Often it's twice a week, sometimes it's once a week. Just depends on what my military obligations are. But sometimes, just from an algorithm standpoint, I notice that I get more support from the outside communities than I do in the Christian community. So sometimes these kinds of podcasts get buried at the bottom of lists where there aren't a lot of podcasters that particularly look like you or have your message. This is not racist in its approach. It's just a matter of a lot of times when we're looking for podcasts, we tend to look for certain genres in genres. If you're a contemporary Christian and that makes up the predominant listenership of Christian podcasts, guess what? You're not looking for an urban podcaster. That's not racist. That's just a true fact. We tend to relate with those that we relate with. I get hungry every day. What kind of restaurant do you think I look for? I tend to look for foods that align more with the culture that I grew up in. That's just what we're used to. Culture is a big part of who we are. So I'm asking you guys, so what, how do you see us? Where would you rate us? That way we can properly position this podcast in the market that it should be in so that we can continue to grow. Because, man, we have a full scale of opportunity for the kids this summer that are in front of us, and we look forward to being able to get this stuff out to you. I've got my hands wrapped around some things right now, but I'm just rubbing my hands together maniacally because I'm excited about it. Y'all want me to say that again? No, I need to hit that note again because I'm excited about it. I just made that song up on the fly. But anyway, so let us know. Talk to us. Engage with us. Tell us what you feel. That way we can get out there. Something I am excited about is my wife has a dance, art, music, theater camp coming up the month of June. What we're doing, we're going to have, it's going to be like a 2-week all-encompassing youth-related week. Well, we are blitzing the kids. We are going to do some things with our football camp as always. Should be a 2 or 3 day event this year. Going into some different markets, hoping to work with some truants and some kids that just need to be loved on. And that market, we're going out there to some kids that time has unfortunately forgotten. We're doing our free football camp. We've got a, I call it, air quote, a celebrity cook-off to end the football camp that is being sponsored by Rufus Teague Barbecue. Shout out to Rufus Teague. Let's show them some love for their supporting what we're doing. They're providing a trophy and everything. So I'm in the process of putting together some celebrity teams, as I call them, just to come out, cook, and let's have a good time. And then from there, we're going to have Sunday off. And then that Monday, we're picking up in the afternoons with our theater and dance camp. I'm excited about it because now we're getting a chance to build a foundation within certain kids that may not have the confidence or the training or the preparedness to do large-scale things. This is where it starts. You gotta learn somewhere. Somebody has to teach you. You just may be talented, but you just don't wake up unlocking your gifts. Scriptures give us indication that sometimes a man or a woman of great wisdom is able to draw out of others gifts and talents that they may have. So we are excited about that as well. And of course, parents should be excited, because anytime you have free opportunities or just whatever with the camp, there is a little cost because of all the people we have to bring together to make it happen. We're excited. So, and then again, every Saturday at our church, we host a free 2-hour basketball clinic. We probably have about 20 plus kids that come out faithfully, weekly, all different sorts of persuasions, black, white, mixed, Latinos, Asians, Latinx. I'm trying to make sure I'm not misidentifying anybody, but we have a whole gamut of kids that come out, and the parents have really enjoyed it. And they have their kids not just there, but on time. You know, the military in me loves that. So we're doing a lot in addition to this podcast, trying to bring positive content, but we want to make sure that we're properly positioned correctly, hitting all of our numbers with who we can hit it with. Does that make sense? Anyway, guys, I didn't want to be before you very long. We do have some special guests lined up in the very near present. So probably the next time you hear my voice, there will also be a string of other special guests coming with us. So stay tuned for that. If you'd like to support what we are doing in the community, email me. Hey, I would like to be a sponsor. And whether you want to be a known sponsor or unknown, trust me, I will make sure we thank you. I am getting ready. I'll go ahead and make this announcement now. For the month of March, everyone that makes a donation of $50 or better to our outreach program, I am going to send you an autographed 8x10 from one of our many NFL friends. Now, I'm not going to name drop some of the people that we will make sure we ship out to you, because we do have a couple of surprise guests who will start signing for us in the next few days. So if I were to start naming some of the names that we're going to be getting items signed back from, you'd probably move faster. And the reason I say that, I don't like to offer people the opportunity to support just on the basis of you getting things in return, because we do get a lot of sponsors that refuse to get anything back in return and refuse to have their names publicized because they're not doing it for that reason. Actually, I had a buddy of mine that made a donation, and I was getting ready to donate 11x16 signed Drew Brees photograph, and he refused the autograph. Because from his very own words, I did this because I believe in your vision and not because I wanted anything in return. However, as a caveat, I do like to offer that because we are always thankful for those who support our vision. With that said, this is another edition of the End Zone Club. Like, share, rate, subscribe, donate. Please, please, please donate. Help. I say that comically, but man, I appreciate all the support we've already gotten. But anyway, guys, until next time, be blessed.